God's radiant power on that day. coming someday to take his church away. We'll see full bloom of heaven's glory, God's radiant power on that day. Sing it. Someday I'm going to see Jesus up there on golden strand, and I know I'll be with him forever. Someday up there in glory land, someday I'm going to see Jesus up there on the golden strand, and I know I'll be with him.
And my, I'm going to tell you what, this is, a guy could really get accustomed to this. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what, I love, there's a song says, I think it's the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people.
Yeah, right.
But I like the lightning that I feel when I get together with God's people that like to like him and love him. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, my wife, we sing together because we'd both sink apart, so we kind of keep each other afloat. I want her to come. My voice is not too good tonight. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Thank God. He didn't say make a beautiful noise. He said joyful, so we can do that. Praise God. Amen. We want to sing. Let's sing an old song. We want to sing an old song about I Found a Better Way. You glad for the better way tonight? Can you see? Let's start with the chorus. Yes, amen. Well, I found a better way than it has for my feet.
My heart is joyous that I found a better way.
Since
I found the church and I found a place to pray, there I found the Lord, I found a better way.
My heart has joy so sweet,
I found a better way.
And since I found the church and I found a place to pray,
and there I found the Lord, I found a better way.
Oh, don't look for me to go where I used to go before. I don't go there anymore, I found a better way. To say some things I used to say before, I don't say them anymore, I found a better way. Oh, now I found a better way, right in time. Hallelujah! Oh, my heart is yours so sweet,
I found a better way.
And since I found the church, and I found a place to pray, and there
I found the Lord,
I found a better way. Oh, don't look for me to be just like I used to be. There's been a change in me, I found a better way. Well, I may not want to find, and I may not feel so loud, but I'm bound for heaven now, I found a better way. Well, I found a better way. Right a path for my feet. Hallelujah! Oh, yes, God! And since I found a church, and I found a place to pray, and there I found the Lord, I found a better way. Well, I found a better way. try to pass for my day. My heart has grown so sweet I found a way. And since I found the church and I found the place to pray, and there I found the Lord, I found the deliverance. Oh, don't look for me to be just like I used to be. There's been a change in me, I found the better way. Well, I may not want to cry, and I may not bust the line, but I'm bound for heaven now. Oh, yes, God. Well, I found the better way, right to pass for my feet. My heart has grown so sweet, I found the better way. Hallelujah. Well, since I found the church, and I found a place to pray, and there I found the Lord, I found.
One more time.
Oh, well, I found a better way, right to pass for my feet. My heart has such a sweet.
Hallelujah, you got to find the way.
And since I found the church, and I found a place to pray, and there I found the Lord, I found a better way.
Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated.
I love
you. My husband asked me to testify before I go down. And I am just so thankful for God's goodness.
Yes.
And ever since Friday night, that song, I Am Blessed, has been going over and over in my heart and in my mind. I had never heard that. And I've been just singing it over and over. And tonight it came to me. We have so many blessings. It's unbelievable. It's hard. It's impossible to count them all.
Yes.
But I believe tonight I've discovered what the most important blessing that we have is, and that is we have God to lead us in our lives.
Oh,
and
yes,
I don't know if you've ever thought about it or not, but this whole world is on a search right now looking for something.
Is.
They don't know what they're looking for, and some of them say they're wanting to know what they are and who they are and where it's at, and it's here.
Yes.
And we know where it's. We found it, and God is leading us, and we don't have to search. We don't have to worry day by day what's going to happen to the world. We don't have to worry about anything because God's leading us.
Oh,
and He's,
yes,
he's with us every day, and He has His hand on our lives. And I've seen I have two sisters that are backslidden, and they're searching. They think that they're going to try to find happiness in the world, but neither one of them are having any success. They're searching in the riches and in everything you can name, but none of them are having any success. And it's because God will lead us to what we're looking for. There's only one way to satisfy our hearts, and that is if God feels. And I'm so glad that I have found it. I am so glad that I know where it's at, and
that's
here.
Right.
I thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I remember the first time I ever stepped foot in a True Blue Pentecostal service.
True Blue.
Folks were having church in a garage. That's the truth. And I went to service with some friends or some folks I'd just met. And the man met me outside the door, a young man. He was about as tall as I was. And he made this statement, obviously, and from what I learned, he was a rich young man. His parents were very wealthy. He'd seen much of the world, tremendously educated. He'd been around a long time. He said this, he said, where you're going in tonight, he said, you may think it's strange. He said, but I have been everywhere, and I have seen everything. And he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, my friend, I'm telling you, this is where it's at. Hallelujah to God. And I went inside that little garage, and I saw people lift their hands, and I heard them play the music, and I listened to them worship our wonderful God. Amen. And at first, I thought they lost their minds. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, he was right. This is where it's at. This is where it's at. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. If you're a visitor here tonight, I don't know what you've seen. I don't know where you've been. God only knows what the future holds for you. But I want to tell you tonight, this right here, whether you understand it or not, this is really where it's at. Praise God. I'd like for you to stand with me tonight, if you would, please. Amen. And I have something burning deep on my heart tonight. I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. Hallelujah. I'm ready to have church. Praise God. That's why I said I know about you. I think you are too. Praise God. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 21, please. Praise the Lord. I want to say that we are thankful for the kindness that has been shown us just the short time we've been here, both by this church and especially by your pastor and his wife and their fine family. Amen. I want you to know you've got some sweet, sweet people. Amen. As your pastor and his wife. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. They are precious, and we thank them, and we thank you, and we're glad for you and what God is going to do for this church. Praise the Lord. I'd like to direct your attention in 1 Samuel chapter 21 to the 10th verse. To the 10th verse. I'll be reading from there on a little bit. 1 Samuel chapter 21, and beginning with verse 10, we read these words. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was so afraid of Achish the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. That's long for spit. Amen. Verse 14, Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, you see, the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen, that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house? Notice the first part of the next verse. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. Amen. Now could you help me pray tonight? Amen. We want the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes. To minister to our hearts tonight. Let's pray. I love you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I love you, my great friend, my great God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, have your way. Touch our every heart and mind. God, show us how great you are, what a great friend you can be and what you can do. In Jesus' lovely name we pray tonight. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, God, Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. I love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Praise the name of our God. Praise the name of our God. In this morning's preaching, we studied about the life of David and the fact that David was a man that had a cause. Amen. And we made mention that that was one of the attributes that made David a man after God's own heart. Praise the Lord. I want you to know, as I said this morning, that there are many things that a man or a woman has to be made up of for them to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise our lovely God. And we love David. We love to preach about him. We love to think about him. If you love to read your Bible at all, no doubt you love to read about him. Amen. And the things that happened in his life. But not too long ago, I noticed in my studies of David, we look on his life with awe, and his name from the time he comes on the scene is scattered all through the entire Word of God. Amen. From 1 Samuel all the way to the book of Revelation. Amen. He holds us in awe. We love to think about him. His name is proclaimed time and time again as the great man of faith that he was. Amen. But I noticed that in David's day, he was not a very popular man.
That's right.
Amen. When he first comes on the scene, I want you to know he did so at the express bidding of a man by the name of Samuel. God told Samuel he had rejected Saul as king of Israel. He told Samuel, amen, to go down to the house of Jesse. And there Jesse was to call all of his sons to come. And we find that Jesse called 6 of his sons. Amen. Samuel was going to anoint Eliab, and the Lord said, don't, that's not him. He was going to anoint the next oldest, and the Lord said, nope, that's not him. He went to all 6 of the young men, and when the Lord rejected every one of them, he said, is this all? And I don't know how you feel about it, but Jesse expresses something to me that I'm not sure I like.
Come on. All right.
Because he said, well, yeah, we got one more.
Yeah. All right.
But he's up on the side of some hill taking care of some sheep. Now, I wouldn't be here to tell you that Jesse didn't like David, but I can tell you this, he was not his favorite.
Come on. All right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was not the little run of the family that everybody dawdled over. Amen. The only reason he got there at all is because God rejected 6 older brothers that Jesse thought a lot of. And so finally he came on the scene. We find that while he was not Jesse's favorite, as soon as he was anointed, I wouldn't doubt he became even less favorite of his brothers.
All right.
We saw Eliab's attitude this morning when he looked at him and he grew out of a jealous heart and he spoke these words and he said, I know the pride of your heart and the naughtiness, amen, that's in you. So Eliab didn't think very much of him. I really doubt his other brothers did either. We find that there was not something about David that when you met him, he captured your imagination. We find that he went and he played his harp for Saul. And while he played that harp, amen, the evil spirits around Saul had to depart for a short season. Amen. But can I tell you, when David came on the scene and after he had slain Goliath, Saul didn't any more remember who that boy was than the man in the moon. He had to get Abner and say, who is that kid?
All right.
Yeah. Man, he's been living with you for months. But he didn't even know who he was. If he'd have played the harp, it might have jarred something in his mind. And we know Goliath didn't think a whole lot of him.
All right.
Because when he came on the scene, Goliath got so mad, he said, what am I, a dog? That you're sending out your little kids to fight me now. Amen.
All right.
So far, David is not batting pretty good average. Amen.
All right.
Everybody he meets thinks little of him.
All right.
We know that when he slew Goliath and the great, great victory for Israel came about because of it, he was very popular for a short time.
All right.
We find that as they went back into the land of Israel, and where's the tambourine? I've tripped over them and kicked them, and there we go. Hallelujah. We find that when they were going back into the land of Israel, going through the cities, I can picture in my mind how off in the distance, amen, that great, great train of Saul and his army, they begin to hear something. And as they go along, it get a little bit louder and a little bit louder and a little bit louder. And they can hear someone kind of singing in the background. And Saul would say, hey, what's that going on? And old Abner perk up his ear, you know. And he'd say, Saul, I believe they're singing a song about you. He said, is that right? He said, yeah, let me see if I can make it out. And he begins to listen real hard and he hears, oh, Saul hath slain his thousands. He said, that's what they're singing, Saul. And I can just see old Saul just get his old chest out. I like that. Is that what they're saying? Yeah. Saul hath slain his thousands. Boy, don't you know his old hen, his old chest is coming out like a banty rooster, buddy. And they get a little closer and the music's getting a little louder. And he says, say, Abner, are they playing another chorus? And he said, I think so. Let me listen. Yeah, they are. What are they saying? Well, I can't quite make it out. And when they got up close, they were singing, Saul hath slain his thousands. David hath slain his 10,000s. So much for David's popularity. From that day, the Bible said Saul spied him differently. Jealousy grew in that king's heart. Amen. And friend, he had no use for David. He sought to kill him. We find that David, amen, married one of Saul's daughters. And just to top the cake, amen, if you don't mind, even she made fun of him when he danced before God. Hallelujah. So while we revere David and all that he said and did, in his own day, he was not very popular. Amen.
Right.
But friend, can I tell you tonight, it does not matter what your mom and dad thinks about you. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, it does not matter what Saul and the government thinks about you. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what your brothers think about you. Hallelujah. As long as it can be said by God, there is somebody that is a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. I don't care what anybody thinks. Oh God, what do you think? Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm unpopular with everybody. Oh, God, am I a man after your own heart? I didn't say I don't care what people think. I said it doesn't matter. Because I do deeply care. I deeply care what people think. But when you get down to bedrock, it doesn't matter. What matters is, oh, what does God think? So we find David, this young man that, friend, he just seemed like he was batting zero, wasn't getting anywhere. And finally he came to the conclusion as we began reading in that 10th verse. He said, someday I just feel like I'm going to perish by the hand of Saul. And so he decided to flee the borders of Israel.
All right.
Now this is what blows my mind. Out of all the places for David to run to, he went to Goliath's hometown.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now you think about that for a while. And Goliath did have four brothers. Of all the places on earth for David to run, he goes to Goliath's home. Achish, the king of Gath, and Goliath was of Gath. So here he is. He arrives in the city. Now folks, I am just building a foundation. I want you to know what I'm talking about, lest you think I've lost my mind. Amen. But here's the workmen of the city going about their business. Here's the servants of the king. Amen. This brother's watching me. Hallelujah. I come by and he moved his arm. Amen. Amen. They're going about the king's business and all of a sudden they look up. And who do they see but David? They look and see if he's got his sling. They look and see if he's got his sword. They look and see, amen, what is this, some kind of a catch me if you can, are they hiding? And they start peeking over the wall looking for his army. And ain't nobody but David. The man that killed their champion. The man, amen, that caused the greatest defeat that Philistines had had to that day.
Yes.
Walking right in their midst. And Brother Payne, if there's anything I've ever learned, it's this rule. People are really funny. Hallelujah. Because you know what they did? They got positively tickled pink that David would come see them. That's right. Now you read it, friend. Let me tell you, and if I'm wrong, you correct me. But they get David. And man, there's the tickle. They didn't jump on him and kill him. They brought him right to the king. And they said, "Oh, King Achish, is this not David of whom, let me tell you, who's the king of the land? Who's the king of Israel if it isn't this guy right here?"
All right.
And they seem to forget Israel is their mortal enemy. They say, "Is this not the one that they sang their song?" Let's see, how did it go? Saul hath slain his thousands, and David hath slain his 10,000s. And they're really having a time, and they seem to forget it's 10,000 Philistines. But I mean, they're really caught up with it. Man, this guy killed 10,000. Woo! He's the king of Israel. Woo! They're tickled. And Achish starts checking him out. Because here's a guy that is the sworn mortal enemy of the Philistines that killed their champion. He's not in his kingdom 5 minutes, and his servants are singing his praises. Hello?
Yes.
And I just got a feeling that the look on Achish's face reminded David of another time when he was riding with the king, amen, and he heard that song played before.
All right.
And he remembered the look on Saul's face. Something in Achish's face was just the same Saul. I don't need anybody coming in my kingdom. Amen. A mortal enemy giving me trouble. Now, what is David to do? Is he going to start thumping all them guys? Is he going to fall down on his knees and say, "Forgive me, forgive me, I didn't mean to hurt Goliath"? What's he going to do? Is he going to run? How far will he get? Where will he go? I don't know if you're realizing it, but David was in between a rock and a hard spot, buddy, if there ever was one on the face of the earth. And here is where the genius of David begins to appear. My Bible tells me all eyes on him. Everybody's looking at him. The pressure's on. Man, what's he going to do? Is he going to run? Is he going to try to fight it out? Amen. Is he going to try to take Achish hostage? What's he going to do? Amen. He's got to escape somehow. Now, I'm just going to tell you about this. I'm not going to demonstrate. My Bible said while everybody was looking at him, all of a sudden, spit.
Yeah. Amen. That's it, brother. Amen. Spit began to run down his chin. It's the Bible. Hallelujah. Don't get too quiet on me. If I go someplace and they get too quiet, I take my shoes off. Amen. Amen. Spit started going down his chin. And they're watching this guy. And all of a sudden, he gets a wild look in his eye. Spit all over his face. And he looks at the gate. Amen. And he runs to the gate and he grabs it, and the Bible said he scrabbled on it.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what scrabble really means in that sense, except the only thing I can picture is he must have hung on them bars like a monkey at the zoo. Amen. And I mean, got a hold of them, spit running down his chin, a wild look on his face, and just began to shake that thing. And here's all the servants, amen. One minute they were singing his praises, and the next minute they're looking at him saying, that man's lost his mind. He's crazy. Woo! He's in bad shape. But what they don't realize is while David's spitting and slobbering and swinging on the gates like a monkey, wild-eyed and crazy looking, there's a king on the throne, amen, who all of a sudden, whew, starts wiping his brow. And he says, whew, the man's mad. He said, do I have need of madmen to play the fool in my presence? Amen. I could almost say, he said, man, I got enough already. I don't need any more. So he said, David's lost his mind. The servants say, David's lost his mind. They get him by the arms. He goes out a kicking and a shaking and a spitting wild-eyed. They set him outside the gate. Amen. He just goes walking off. And buddy, pretty soon he puts it in gear and he takes off. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah to God. Can I tell you, they thought that boy lost his mind. I'm going to tell you, David was a genius. Hallelujah. He had more on the ball than anybody in the kingdom.
All right.
Sounded crazy. It was crazy. But it was crazy. Woo! You heard me preach that before. Hallelujah. He was crazy like a fox. Now, can I tell you something? It don't matter what people think about us. Ooh, hallelujah. It don't matter what the government thinks about us. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're thinking less every day. There was a guy who ran for president a few years ago. I don't know if you knew it or not. He made a statement, said, I'd like to send every Pentecostal off to some island. I'm glad he didn't get elected.
Whew.
But it don't matter to me if they don't like the way we carry on. And it don't matter to me. I'm not saying I don't care, but it really don't matter. Amen. If sometimes mom and dad think we're crazy. Or Aunt Bessie or Uncle Joe. Amen. It don't matter to me if my own brother and sister thinks, man, you've lost your mind. Can I tell you, it didn't matter to David if his own wife said, David, you're dancing, you played the fool today. It didn't matter to David. He said, if you thought I was bad today, keep your eye on me, because tomorrow I'm going to get with it, and I'll even make myself vile in my own eyes. Hallelujah. If David was crazy, he was crazy like a fox is crazy. Hallelujah to God. And I'm going to tell you something. If this church is crazy, and if you're here tonight and you think maybe we are, I confess, I lift my hands, I tell you I'm crazy. But I'm crazy like a fox. Hallelujah. David wanted to escape out of Achish is king of Gath. He wanted to escape out of Gath. And I want to get out of this world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And if it means being a fool for Christ, so be it. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to lift up his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. I was studying a while back. I really wasn't studying. I was in a banker's office. He's a good friend of mine back in Miami, Oklahoma. He said, here, I was going to wait in the waiting room. He said, here's the magazine. He used to call me Pastor. Here's the Reverend magazine. Pastor, I want you to read it. He said, it was the National Wildlife Magazine. And they had an article in there about foxes. I never knew them things were so smart. I had no idea they were so brilliant. But they were talking about certain foxes, and there was this one kind of fox, and I can't remember what its name was, but they were imported from England because they were different, better than the North American fox in their habits of running and hiding as far as steeplechase events, you know. So they brought over some kind from England that really could handle the ropes, you know. So they got those foxes, and there was a certain steeplechase. Is that what they call them? Fox hunt or something. I doubt that's what the fox calls him, but anyhow, there he was, chasing after that fox, having himself a time, riding their horses, big old dogs, just taking off after that thing. And that fox ran and ran and ran, his little old tongue just hanging out. And finally, that old fox, he ran through the bushes. He ran, never mind. Let's just say he went places a rabbit couldn't go. Anyhow, he really got with it. And the next thing you knew, he was really cutting a swath across the field and he stopped. And that, what did he see but a big four-lane highway? And buddy, he took off. And he went under that fence. And he got up to the road. And behind him, these old dogs, bah, bah. And that little old silly fox looked around. Here they come, cars, semis. And buddy, he waited. And he took off, and he was cutting back and forth through the traffic, took off on his way. And them old dogs hot on his heels, ears just a-flapping in the wind. When the riders got there, there was two semi-trucks jackknifed on the highway, three cars, and a bunch of hound dogs, buddy, that had never been in such a world of hurt in all their life. And way off in the distance was a little old fox just kind of trotting on his way home. Hallelujah. Right. Say that boy was crazy, but he was crazy like a fox. Hallelujah. And people think we're crazy, but I'm going to tell you something. This world's on a head-on collision course with God. As for me and my house, we're getting out of here. Hallelujah. We're going all our way. Amen. Call us crazy if you want to. We're crazy like a fox. Hallelujah. Man, when I read that, I about started shouting right in that banker's waiting room. Hallelujah. I read on. And it talked about the North American red fox. It blew my mind. Say, there's a little old fox. He's going through the woods and he smells a bunny rabbit. And he goes along and he sees that bunny. You go to church here, son? Good. One night I got a guy. He's sitting on the front row.
I got that guy by the arm. We ran, we jumped, we shouted. I carried on like a fox. Amen. Come to find out, it's the first time he'd ever been inside a Pentecostal church. When I found out, I just watched him on the way out. Service was over. You don't know how I felt. He walked out going. He said, I kind of like this place. I thought, hallelujah. Woo, friend. Okay, so you go here. All right. I kind of check out my sources from now on. Amen. But that old fox, he sees that bunny. And that bunny sees him. I'm sorry. And that fox knows if he makes a sudden move, that bunny's gone and he's going to have to really huff it to get him. But that old North American red fox is pretty sharp. And I read this. Check it out. That fox will slowly raise up on its hind legs. Not every time, but sometimes. And that old bunny just looks like, what are you doing, man? And that fox will, hop. And that bunny just checks him out. And that fox will, hop. And that bunny just, and that fox will, hop, 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 hop. And all the time that bunny's saying, that fox has lost his mind. Now the magazine didn't say that, but I just know bunnies. Amen. I'm sure that's what they said. Amen. That fox is crazy. But what he don't realize is all the time that fox is hopping, he's getting closer to the bunny. And the next thing he knows, he's hopping right in front of me. Gotcha! Woo! Friend, when I read that, I really about shouted. I feel like getting up and hopping. Hallelujah. Because it brought to mind something a good friend of mine told me. He's an evangelist. He was preaching a revival for a man that was not too far from us. It was in Joplin. His name was Bill Garrett. It's Brother Milstead's who it was. He was preaching a revival for this man there at his church. And many nights, friend, the spirit would hit. And every man in the church would jump up and take off running. Well, there was a visitor there. Big old bulky guy. He was tough, buddy. Just so stout, big. Didn't even have a neck. I mean, just. And he was sitting about two-thirds of the way back one night. And all of a sudden, all these men take off running. He stood up and said, you're crazy. He really did. He said, I ain't ever coming back. And he walked out. Next night he's back. Man, about 15 minutes into that service, here they got up, took off running. He got up, said, you guys are crazy. I ain't never coming back. Brother Milstead tried to catch him. I said, I ain't coming back. He went on out. Third night, that silly bunny was back. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel it. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm using this mic. Praise God. Third night he's sitting there. Buddy got to running. He stood up. He said, "You folks are..." He said, "You folks are..." Pretty soon big old tears got in his eyes. Said, "You folks are crazy." But can I tell you, when he was running, he was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Call us crazy if you like. We're crazy like a fox is crazy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Ooh. They tell me that God leads the procession every night. That fox got them bunny, didn't he? Ooh, hallelujah. I can't believe ...99.75% of all churchianity. I didn't say Christianity. I said churchianity. Baptizes in the name Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You folks are crazy. Anybody ever been called that? Well, friend, all I know, if I'm crazy, I got good company. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a lot of crazy people up in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Simon Peter, I'm sorry, you're crazy. Apostle Paul, I'm sorry, you're crazy. Philip, you're crazy. Ooh, but we're going to have a lot of bunnies up in heaven at the marriage supper. Because we're crazy like foxes. I was on the way over here tonight. I stopped to get gas. And I got an auxiliary tank in the back. And so I filled up my front. I'm kind of silly like this. I fill up the front tank, and that's the one my gas gauge reads. I put about $20-some in the auxiliary tank. That's if I'm around town. And I just put it out of my mind. You know, don't even think about that as being costing money. And I just drive, and that front tank never moves. Hallelujah. And I keep telling myself this is free gratis, you know. So anyhow, I was really happy I was filling up that back tank, or putting quite a bit in it. And there was a guy in a panel there watching me. I'm just filling it up, just big old grin on my face. He said, "You got two tanks?" I almost said, "I got three or four." Hallelujah. But I said, yeah. Two tanks. This is auxiliary back here. He said, "Well, you need that much gas for?" I said, I wasn't about to tell him why I do it, you know. I said, "Well, I travel a lot." I said, I go all over the country. He said, "Oh, you do?" He said, "What do you sell?" I said, "Well, I don't think you could call it selling in a sense, but I sure give a lot of stuff away." Well, friend, you know that got his attention. He said, "Like what?" I said, "I preach the gospel. I'm a minister. I'm a preacher." He just looked at me. He said, "You mean you're one of them church boys?" That's what he said. I said, yeah, I'm one of them church boys. I said, "I didn't always used to be a church boy. I said, 10 years ago, a little better, I said, I used to be a drug addict. He said, oh? He said, and church helped you. I said, it's the only thing that helped me. Doctors and lawyers and psychiatrists and judges and teachers, I said, they tried, and my parents, but nobody could help me. I said, but God helped me. He said, I hate church. I said, I used to hate it too. He said, well, I still hate it. I said, son, obviously you have never met up with Pentecost. Hallelujah. He said, I don't even know what it is. I said, it is true church like you've never seen before. I said, church is more than just a place to go and get bored and stiff and tired and go to sleep on a pew. Hallelujah. I said, friend, church is exciting. Church is something, hallelujah, that's fun to be in. Amen. He said, what do you do? Woo, friend. You know, I really couldn't hardly say I hop. But I do hop, hallelujah. I prefer to call it leap, but anyway, I do it. And, it's really kind of hard to look at him and say, I run. You know what I'm talking about. I said, we worship God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. I couldn't believe it. This guy, you'd think I'd wrote down his questions for him. He said, how do you do that? Said, man, you just lift up your hands and start loving God, and you let God do the rest. I said, why don't you come to church tonight? Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, he was very dirty. He said, look at me. He said, I'd have to put a suit on. I said, no, you don't. I said, you come right where you are. You'll make more friends tonight than you made in the last 5 years. He said, well, I just don't believe in it. I said, I didn't believe in it either. I said, I wouldn't have believed it if anybody told me. I said, since I've started living for God, let me tell you, God's not changed. He's still the same. He's doing the same thing he did. I've seen women with leukemia completely healed, amen. People with cancer the size of a man's fist in their stomach completely healed, hallelujah. A while back, about 6 months ago, I saw a dead man raised from the dead, hallelujah. I saw a woman that could not have a child. Gift of the Spirit went forth. Said, you're going to have a child. She said, I can't. I had an operation to stop it. Said, can't help it. You're going to have it anyway. Amen. She had a beautiful boy. Hallelujah. When they were taking the baby, the girl was supposed she had to have the baby cesarean. She said, doctor, when you take that baby, tell me if I'm going to have any more children. Now he told her, he said, June, chances are one in thousands. I don't want to embarrass nobody, but that the operation, that the tubes grew back together, it's a space of 2 inches, but that's the only thing that happened. It's a one in thousand possibility, but that must have been it. She said, well, you make sure. Had a beautiful baby boy. He come in the next day with another doctor that helped him. Said, am I going to have another baby? He said, June, if I was a betting man, I'd bet you $1 million. You never have another child. Said, your operation is just like it was the day you had it. Said, they did not grow together. Said, I don't know how it happened. The chances are one in, you can't even fathom the ratio with your mind. Well, I began to tell this to the young man. He looked at me and he said, I also believe in telling the truth. I dude hurt my feelings. Amen. I said, I am telling the truth. And I said, if you'll come to church tonight, you're going to find out in the first 5 minutes I was telling the truth. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, church, it does not matter in all the whole wide world. This crazy people is where it's at. Hallelujah. If we're crazy, we're crazy like a fox. Amen. I read in Psalms 146. Amen. Oh, brother, I'm going to shut up in just a minute. Could you please turn there? Psalms 146. Amen. Anybody want to turn there? Be my guest. Amen. Brother in the back, if your Bible still has those pages, you turn there. Hallelujah. This man's little girl tickled me this morning. Little old itty bitty thing. She come up to me, said, sir, you crack me up. I looked at her. I said, is that right? She said, yes, when you dropped my daddy's Bible over, you just cracked me up, amen. I said, honey, I'm glad I cracked you up, amen. Psalms 146, read verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Read on.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. Read on.
While I live. Will I praise the Lord.
Read on.
I will sing praises unto my God. While I've got any being.
Hallelujah. You mark it up. Amen. Chalk it down. Cut it any way you want to. Amen. As long as this old boy has got any breath left inside, call it crazy if you want to. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 147, verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord.
For it is good.
To sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant. And praise is comely.
Ooh. Say it's crazy. It's comely. God loves it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. Whoever wrote this psalm, I like. Psalms 148, verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens.
Praise him from the heights.
Praise him from the heights.
Praise him in all his angels.
Praise him and all his angels. You got to praise him too.
Praise ye him, all his host.
Praise ye him, all his host.
Praise ye him, sun and moon.
Sun and moon, you better get busy. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God.
Praise him, all ye stars.
Praise him, all ye stars of heaven.
Praise him, ye heavens of heaven.
Praise him, ye heavens of heavens.
And ye waters that be above the heavens.
Waters that are above the heavens. Praise him.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Let them praise God.
For he commanded and they were created.
Ooh, hallelujah. I want everybody to stand. Brother, get this mic. Keep reading. Hallelujah.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Let them
praise. For he commanded and they were created.
Read on.
He hath also established them forever and ever.
Read on.
He hath made a decree which shall not pass.
He made a decree which shall not pass.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
Praise the Lord from the earth.
Ye dragons and all deep.
Ye dragons from the deep. And if I can add anybody that's dragon, you need to praise God. Hallelujah.
All right.
Read on.
Fire and hail.
snow and vapor.
Fire and hail, snow and vapor.
Stormy wind fulfilling his word.
Ooh, read on.
Mountains and all hills.
Mountains and all hills.
Fruitful trees and all cedars.
Fruitful trees and all cedars. And I'm going to tell you, people think we're crazy. God wants everything to praise him, and someday, I'm telling you, everything will. Read on.
Beast and all cattle.
Beast and cattle. You better get your vocal cords ready.
Creeping things and flying fowl.
Lizards and bugs, get with it. Hallelujah.
Kings of the earth and all people.
Kings of the earth, there ain't nobody too good to praise God.
Princes and all judges of the earth.
Princes and judges.
Both young men and maidens.
Young men and maidens.
Old men.
Young men and maidens. Old men.
And children.
And children.
Children.
Whew. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. We was having service one night. And man, it was blowout time. And a guy walked in. Leaned up against the back wall, folded his arms, started checking us out. I mean, every now and then somebody just run right by his face screaming, "Wow!" Finally, I said, "I better go back there and check this guy out." I said, "Praise the Lord! This is the first time I've been inside a church for 8 years. Oh. He said, "I'm a backslid Pentecostal preacher." I said, "Oh." He looked at me and said, "Trinity, mind you." I said, "Oh." He said, "You, sir? There is a move of God here." I said, "Oh." He said, "You know how I know?" I said, "How?" He said, "Even your young people are shouting." I thought, this old boy been around. He said, "And I'm going to tell you something else." I said, "What's that?" He said, "All the years I was preaching, he said, I would rather hear a one God Jesus name preacher preach than anybody on the face of the earth." He said, "Mind you now, I don't like your doctrine." Yeah, we're crazy, sir, like a fox is crazy. Right. Hallelujah. I wonder if you ever thought about God anointing it and blessing it because he loved it. Hallelujah. That man needed to know what it was to come to that truth and to praise him. Brother, read on very quickly.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
I want everybody, kings, princes, old men, amen, young men, children, everybody to praise him.
For his name alone is excellent.
His name alone is excellent.
His glory is above earth and heaven.
His glory is above earth and heaven.
He also exalteth the horn of his people.
He exalts the horn of his people.
The praise of all his saints.
The praise of all his saints.
Even the children of Israel.
Ooh.
As people near to him.
Ooh, as people near to him. Psalms 149, verse 1.
Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song.
Verse 3.
Let them praise his name.
Let them praise his name.
In the dance.
In the dance. Read on.
Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp.
Ooh, I love you, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Church. I was going to say Church of Azusa. I about said Church of Azusa. Amen. Church of Azusa.
Yes.
You got something precious in your midst. You got something beautiful in your midst. And let me tell you something. I believe with everything in me, God wants to bring honor.
Oh, I believe.
To his crazy foxes. It seems like these three services. Amen. God is just, I can't help but feel like.
Yes, amen.
Just kind of had him special. Yes. I feel like he's talked to me, and the reason he's talked to me is because he's really been talking to this man. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I want you to know, I'm going to say it again. You would not believe what I feel, and I feel a surety in the Holy Ghost what God has in store for you.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
A man by the name of John Patrick Henry, years ago, when they were fighting for the freedom of the newly declared United States of America, he said, if this is treason, let's make the most of it. Give me liberty or give me death. In church, if this whole world, this whole city says you're crazy, I'm going to tell you something. Let them sit back and wag their heads. Because, friend, it's bunny catching time. Hallelujah. In Azusa. There's some crazy foxes here. And God's got some beautiful things in store for you. And let me tell you, while the whole world scratched its head at David and wondered about that boy, God loved him. God loved him. Michael, you can wag your tongue, but you won't have no babies either. Saul, you can grow jealous, but he's gonna take your place. Amen. Achish,
that's right.
I'm gonna tell you, you can write him off as a madman, but someday he'll bring your kingdom down.
That's right.
Goliath, say, what is this that's coming out? It's gonna be your undoing. These folks love God. Amen. Oh, friend.
Yes.
I'm going to sit down in just a second. I wish somehow the words could fully come out here what I'm feeling right here.
Yes, amen.
Oh, friend, 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 friend. Let's lift our hands. Oh, God, I love you. Oh my God, I love you. Oh God, I love you, Jesus. My friend, I love you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of things. This is where it's at.
Yes.
This is where it's at. If you're here tonight and you've never met him, you've never known what it was to have Almighty, lovely, lovely God come down and live inside of your heart with a power and a blessing, amen, of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, he's here tonight and he will do it for you. Open your heart to him. Amen. Open your heart to him. Hallelujah. Ooh, church. Ooh, church. Hallelujah. 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 I love you, Jesus. First time I came into church, my hair was down to here. Didn't have any socks on. Amen. My shirt tails was hanging out, and the pants I had on was nothing but a conglomeration of patches. When I walked in the back door, the people in the church looked back at me and literally got their babies and screwed them up close. That's right. But the Lord
had mercy on me. And he came into my heart. And can I tell you tonight? Amen. I wouldn't trade anything for just the chance of talking to that boy tonight. I wrote down this church address and Brother Payne's name and the name of this church. I gave it to him and he said, I will someday come and visit that church. Amen. You're here tonight. And as we sing this chorus, you're in the right place. It's the right time. God loves you, sir. Miss, he loves you more than you'll ever know. And as we sing this chorus tonight, these altars are open. Let God have his way.
Oh, come tonight. Come
into my heart. Come into my heart. Would you step out where you are? Would you step out where you are right now? Amen, sir. Madam. Amen. The service has turned. It's directed to you tonight. We've made our peace with God. But God's here and his hand's on you and he loves you tonight. And he's asking you, would you come? Would you let God have his way? Amen. Would you let God have his way? He loves you tonight. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
I take the responsibility for this.
Oh God.
Amen.
Jesus.
If there's somebody standing next to you that needs the Lord, I'll take the responsibility. Would you just lean over them lightly and ask them if they'd like to pray? Amen. Would you come down? Amen. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on. Hallelujah. That's it. Don't be shy. That's it. Come on. That's it. Come on. Step out where you are. Hallelujah. God's talking to you. That's the Lord you're feeling. Hallelujah. That's God you're feeling tonight. Amen. He loves you, man. Amen. He's got his hand on you, sir. He loves you. He's asking you tonight. And I tell you, you wouldn't come. But what he's drawing you right now, step out where you are. Step out where you are. Amen. Seek him tonight. Hallelujah. God loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever know.
Lord Jesus. Won't you make a move tonight? Come into my heart.
Hallelujah. I feel it would be good for everyone at all that is able. Would you please come? Let's come down to the front.
Hallelujah.
Make our way down to the front as much as you can and pray. Amen. I believe everybody here should pray tonight. Amen, amen. If you're here, you're a visitor. Please kneel where you are. Or come up front, but pray tonight. I need you, Jesus. Oh, God, I need you. Lord, I want to be a part of what you have for us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Into my heart. God loves you. You can have the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Open up your heart to him. He loves you.